Start studying again. Before getting into even elementary grammar, you should learn some basic everyday expressions so that you can start talking right away. First, here are some really simple but important words. Repeat each one after you hear it the second time. Okay? Here we go.
Yes. Hija. Hija. No. Robert. Robert. Okay, in the sense of, okay, I'll do it. Lu. Lu.
Now for some phrases. Remember, the Klingon culture is a very direct one, and most of the time, the social niceties of Terrans are considered just superfluous. Unlike other peoples, Klingons do not use everyday expressions such as please, excuse me, thank you, and the like. In dealing with Klingons, just state your business, no more and no less. This is not considered impolite or crude. The directness of Klingon interaction extends to their greetings. There is only one.
Nuknech. Nuknech. Literally, this means, what do you want? To Terrans, this may seem a tactless way to begin a conversation, but among Klingons, it's considered quite civil. Enough of the formalities. Let's move on to simple questions. The word for who is iv. Iv. For example, who are you? Shoch iv. Shoch iv. Next, what? Nuk. Nuk. What is this? Dochvam nuk. Dochvam nuk. Where? Nuktak. Nuktak. Where is the bathroom? Nuktak och puchpa e. Nuktak och puchpa e. When? Rorg. Rorg. When do we leave? Rorg mamej. Rorg mamej. Why? Katl. Katl. Why is he angry? Katkech. Katkech. How many or how much? R. R. How many guards are coming? Mugosh avwe ar. Mugosh avwe ar. How much fuel do we have left? Nin ar wiraj. Nin ar wiraj. Next, here are some phrases that you'll probably use a lot, so it's worth learning them well. First, do you speak Federation Standard? Divit chol dajatsa. Divit chol dajatsa. I don't speak Klingon. Klingon chol vijatsbe. Klingon chol vijatsbe. I understand. Jiyaj. Jiyaj. I don't understand. Jiyaj bet. Jiyaj bet. Finally, just to get you going, a few common words in pairs. Big, small. Tin, match. Tin, match. Early, late. Ek pash. Ek pash. Near, far. Shum hop. Shum hop. Hot, cold. Tuj beer. Tuj beer. Cheap, expensive. Kut war. Kut war. Good, bad. Maj Cob. Maj. Cob.
Okay, that will do for preliminaries. With what you have learned so far, and by pointing, you should be able to get by. But if you want to do more than just get by, you will have to learn some grammar. So next, listen to the short dialogue. When it is over, we will review it for pronoun use. In this dialogue, a Klingon warrior and a Terran tourist strike up a conversation. Now, pay attention.
Yakim.
Listen for pronouns.
What do you want?
Nuknech.
Are you a Klingon?
Klingon shoch.
Yes.
Chidja.
I'm a Terran.
Traknanjich. See, that was pretty short. You may have a little trouble pronouncing the word for Terran. Listen to it again. Traknan. Traknan. The sound at the beginning of the second syllable, ngan, is the same as the sound that comes at the end of the word thing or hang. Let's practice it together. Ng. 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 Listen once more. Traknan. Traknan. Now you say it. Traknan. Traknan. Not bad. While listening to the conversation, were you able to pick out the pronouns? In Klingon, there are 8 of them. I. Jich. Jich. You. Shoch. Shoch. He or she. Rach. Rach. It. Och. Och. We. Mach. Mach. All of you. Klich. Klich. They, referring to beings. Chach. Chach. And finally, they, referring to things. Bich. Bich. Okay, now let's use some of the pronouns in sentences. Repeat each sentence after you hear it the second time. I am a Klingon. Klingonjich. Klingonjich. You are a Klingon. Klingonshoch. Klingonshoch. He is a Terran. Traknanrach. Traknanrach. She is a Terran. Traknanrach. Traknanrach. Notice that there was no difference in the way to say he and she.
Good.
Maj.
You may have noticed that in each of the examples, the pronoun comes at the end. Some Terrans find this confusing, but for a Klingon, the order is quite natural. Get used to it. The full system of Klingon pronouns is quite complicated. There is another set used just to express states or qualities. There are only 4 of these pronouns, and unlike the words you just learned, they come at the beginning of an expression.
These pronouns are I, Ji, Ji, you, Bi, Bi, we, Ma, Ma, all of you, Shu, Shu, for he, she, it, and they, say nothing at all. Now, let's put these pronouns into sentences. I'm hungry. Jerung. Jerung. You're right. Bilur. Bilur. He's late. Pash. Pash. The word for late is pash. Notice that nothing here is added to indicate he. To say he is late, just say Pash. She's early. Ek. Ek. Again, the word for early is ek, and there's no special pronoun added for she. This is also the case for it and for they. We're thirsty. Maoj. Maoj. All of you are boring. Shudal. Shudal. They're sloppy. Rich. Rich.
Well done.
Majka.
Next, we will move on to more questions. As a tourist, you will probably need to ask questions frequently. Be careful not to ask too many questions at once, though. Klingons are suspicious by nature, and they may begin to wonder about your motivations. To form a question whose answer is yes or no, just add,
"Ah."
In this dialogue, a Terran tourist has just arrived on Kronos, or
Kronos,
the home planet of the Klingon Empire. At the customs gate, a guard is questioning him. Pay attention.
Yikim.
Are you a Terran?
Drakngan shoch a.
Yes, I'm a Terran.
Hijat drakngan jich.
Are you vacationing on Kronos?
Kronos tak birik a.
Yes, I'm vacationing on Kronos.
Hijat Kronos tak jirik.
Do you know anyone here?
Nadev vait dashov a.
No, I don't know anyone here.
Chobet. Nadev vait bishov bet.
Are you transporting tribbles?
Yichme dechij a.
No, I'm not transporting tribbles.
Robet, yichme dechij bet. It's okay to answer questions like these by simply saying yes, chija, or no, robet, and nothing more. But don't answer any question unless you're sure you understand what it means. Dire consequences could result from an inappropriate response. If you don't understand a question, just say, Nukchach. This is a very useful expression. It means, what did you say? Or, huh? You try it. Repeat it after you hear it the second time. Nukchach. Nukchach.
That is close. You should probably practice saying this word until you are comfortable with it. It is another one you will probably use quite a bit. Now relax.
Yelesh.